USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Online Black Friday sales are expected to break records. According to Adobe Analytics, U.S. online sales are projected to top $9 billion, which would be a new record. The numbers come on the heels of a big day of Thanksgiving shopping online, with numbers up 3% year over year. Ryan Patel is a senior fellow at the Drucker School of Management. He tells CNN that supply chain issues are still causing people to alter their shopping habits.
People are making decisions, let me buy it now, even before, as you and I discussed, a couple weeks before Black Friday, to ensure that you get what you needed, that you're looking for, and that you don't have to fight for it in a couple weeks for Christmas shopping.
We're learning new details about a man who committed mass murder at a department store earlier this week.
The man accused of killing six of his coworkers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his coworkers were harassing him about it. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden said he has not directly engaged with rail labor negotiations, despite the White House press secretary saying earlier this week that he has been directly involved. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says the president may be trying to distance himself from the situation.
This affects the shipment of coal, not that the left would mind that, but our drinking water, everything that comes into our ports. We can't function without our railroad workers, and they need to get this back on track.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Snow removal operations resumed in Buffalo on Friday following the death of a city employee. Crews stopped cleaning up from the recent massive snowstorm Wednesday after the employee was struck by a high lift. The investigation into the tragedy is ongoing. As protests in Iran continue, the United Nations is speaking out.
The United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk made a strong appeal to Iranian authorities to stop their unnecessary and disproportionate use of force against protesters in Iran.
Young people need to know that they can peacefully express their opinions without fear of arrest and imprisonment. According to reliable sources, a conservative estimate of the death toll so far stands at over 300.
The Iranian ambassador responds.
But using the common cause of human rights to a tool for political purposes of a specific groups of Western countries is appalling and disgraceful.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Early voting is starting in some Georgia counties in the runoff election between Herschel Walker and Senator Raphael Warnock. More than 20 counties opened their polling locations for the race to win the nation's last contested Senate seat. A judge ruled in favor of allowing Saturday voting after the Georgia Secretary of State's office initially said voting couldn't happen within 2 days of the holiday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.